It's time for another round of
It's okay. It's not okay.
So are you the plaintiff? Do you go first, then the defendant's on the phone?
I am the plaintiff. Do, 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 do. Let me give my side, and I will tell you what happens, and I will give my opponent his rebuttal, okay? Seth and I were at the Lightning game on Sunday. It is customary in the TBT party deck where we are that they give a gift of cookies with Lightning themes on them. Last game, I was able to bring my son home a sugar cookie that was painted blue and white for the Lightning. He was delighted. So this game, they've got fudge-covered Oreos.
And stacks of five, I think.
Stacks of five fudge-covered Oreos. I housed a sleeve at the game because I had had some red wine.
That's crazy.
And then I Ubered over to my friend Charlie Belcher's house because he lives close to me and I was just going to walk, stagger home from there.
Do you truly mean friend?
He's a very good friend. One of my best friends in Tampa. So I brought the sleeve of cookies from the Uber into Charlie's house and placed them in the refrigerator, thinking I'm going to grab those before I go home and bring them to my son because he's going to be delighted. Sorry, Daddy had to go to the game with Uncle Seth instead of you. Here's the cookies. In my inebriated state, I realized the next day that I had left the cookies in Charlie Belcher's refrigerator. And I thought Charlie would do what any friend would do, which is realize that they were for my son, not eat the cookies that he knew weren't theirs, weren't his, and I would get my cookies back on Monday and bring them to my son last night. The only thing is, upon texting Mr. Belcher, I found out that Charlie ate my cookies. It's not okay, Charlie.
All right, look, here's what happened.
Tell me.
And there's an important piece of this puzzle that you're telling differently that I am not going to reveal. That's how good of a friend I am to you.
It's not okay.
So this is going to be interesting, the way I can defend myself without being completely truthful about something you left out, but that's okay.
What did I leave out?
No, I'm not going to. No, I don't want to do that to you. All right, so here's my point of view. It was Mother's Day. We had eaten about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right before the game we ate because my parents came over. One of those times where you eat once and so you don't eat again for dinner. Celebrating a Lightning win. I had a little wine. It's about 9 o'clock at night. Now I'm hungry. Ate forever ago. Go downstairs to see if there's any food, which I know there's no snacks in my house because I'm too fat as it is, so I don't buy snacks. Open the refrigerator. Lo and behold, there are 5 chocolate-covered Oreos sitting in my refrigerator. Nay, a miracle from the gods above that the refrigerator lay empty a mere hours before. But after my wish, as I was coming down the stairs, that there would be a snack had appeared. Now, I think I was 3 cookies in before I actually saw that they had Lightning logo on them. They had a Lightning logo and it said Go Bolts. So I think to myself, you know what? Drew, what a good friend. He must have given these to my wife as a kind gesture of our hospitality. He must have given them to her because I opened the door for you, but then you were talking to my wife when I was in the other room. But he must have given those to her. She was asleep at the time. If anything, I thought, I'm eating the cookies from her. Mm. But I knew she didn't really like chocolate, so it didn't really matter. I enjoyed the cookies and thought to myself, I'm going to have to text my friend Drew tomorrow and thank him for the lovely housewarming gift.
Well, it was no gift. Your refrigerator was a temporary storage facility so that the fudge-covered Oreos did not melt out in the sunshine. Had I known that the Oreos were in danger of being consumed by a ravenous Charlie Belcher, I would have left them to melt because I'd certainly rather bring my son a bag of melted fudge-covered Oreos than empty promises.
Look, first of all, you took something free. You got free tickets, and then you take free food home from the free tickets and the free buffet. You might as well just take a doggy bag from a buffet.
Oh, low blow, low blow, low blow.
It's in my. You put cookies in my refrigerator, I'm going to eat them if they're there for more than, like, probably half an hour. If you go over to watch a football game, you take a bag of chips, you leave, am I supposed to return the bag of chips to you? Or if we didn't eat them at the party, I might eat them later.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Charlie Belcher joins us right now on the phone.
I know for a fact you went home before you came here.
I did not go home before I went there. I Ubered over to your house.
Okay.
I Ubered over to your place. I did not go home first.
Did you go home?
You have forgotten more than the cookies, my friend.
No, I
Did you make this known when you put the cookie? Like, Charlie, man, I'm going to put my cookies that I have for my son.
Great question.
I'm
going to
put them in your fridge.
Great question, SBK. I don't remember. I had had quite a few glasses of red wine, possibly even a bottle and a half at the Lightning game.
I think you had five glasses at the game and two periods.
That's a whole bottle.
There's at least a bottle. And then I got to Charlie's house and I had a glass of wine there. So it's all kind of fuzzy to me whether or not.
My wife and I were enjoying some white wine. Mm. We offered some to Drew, and he goes, white wine? What do I look like? I want red. So we had to open a bottle of red wine for Drew.
Thank you for that.
He has like three sips of it and leaves like a giant glass of wine as he left.
So you wanted to repay for the wine that I took by eating all of my Oreos?
Had I known those were Xander's Oreos, I never would have eaten them. I thought it was a gift. A kind gesture. I should have known it wouldn't be a kind gesture on your part.
Damn it.
Drew, you showed up Charlie Belcher's house drunk.
Right.
Charlie knew you were drunk.
Right.
And he let you leave the cookies there because he knew you wouldn't remember.
I wish I was that smart. I would have, but I wish I had played him out of his cookie. Hey, Drew, don't you want to keep those cold?
Man, I don't even remember putting them in your fridge. I didn't know where the cookies were until I texted you yesterday.
I thought it was a miracle at first. I didn't know you had cookies in my fridge.
A lightning miracle.
Charlie, how amazing were those cookies?
They were really good.
I know I know they were. I housed asleep for myself. So good that I haven't told Xander yet what happened. What?
Wait a second. Then I ate your cookies. You ate Xander's cookies.
No, I ate my cookies. You ate Xander's cookies.
And there's no such thing as souvenir cookies.
A collector's item. How long are you going to keep those? Yeah.
I did contact my attorney, a.k.a. my brother-in-law, who likes you a lot. In fact, his loyalty is with you on this one, and he said those cookies were a hospitality tax and that you are okay in eating them, which I then said I'm never talking to him again.
I guess I shouldn't have saved the evidence for the trial.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Then let's go to the phones. James, it's okay or it's not okay that Charlie Belcher ate stolen cookies?
I think it's totally okay.
It's okay.
Of course you do. Everyone's going to. I'm the only person on my side here.
I'm only going to get out of this looking like the fat guy that likes cookies.
No one's bringing your weight into this except for you, Belcher.
I just want to know, Mr. Belcher, did you invite Drew's mother-in-law over to enjoy the cookies with?
I did not.
Leave her out of this. Thank you. She's a fine damn woman who doesn't deserve any of this. Hold on.
I even asked Xander if he wanted the candy, and he said no.
727-579-1025.
Xander, did he want the cookies? And he said, Charlie, eat them.
It says my mother-in-law's on the phone right here. Hello, mother-in-law of mine.
Hello, Drew. I'm just very happy to know that you're keeping this in the family and bringing food home from places you're not supposed to. Next time, do you think you could get me two sleeves and invite the meat man over with some pork chops? Because that would be really good. Charlie Belcher, I hope you enjoyed those cookies. They were for me, damn it.
Thank you, mother-in-law of mine.
Sounds like a wrestler.
If you're just joining, he's cutting a promo.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, I brought a sleeve of five fudge-covered Oreos emblazoned with the Lightning logo on them.
Collector's items.
Forgot that I placed them in Charlie Belcher's refrigerator. Then the next day was trying to retrace my steps when I could not find the cookies. Then texted Charlie to say, did I leave some cookies in your refrigerator?
Oh, yes, you did.
To which Charlie said yes, and they were delicious. 727-579-1025. Yo, what's up, Lisa? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Thank you. It is okay that he ate them if your name wasn't on them. That is a leftover rule.
That's okay.
There was no name.
But he knew they weren't his when they were in his refrigerator, Lisa.
It doesn't matter.
A gift.
It doesn't matter. You have to put your name on it.
My name, the Lightning logo.
Even I know that if I bring home my favorite leftover from a restaurant in the entire world, if I don't put my name on it, somebody can go to the refrigerator and say, that looks delicious, because it is.
Man, I would eat them cookies, too.
You would have?
Yeah.
Charlie, did at any point in time I say, hey, Charlie, I brought you guys some cookies. I left them in your fridge.
No. But see, I thought maybe you had given them to Lindsay when I was in the other room. Because I don't know, why are you going to my refrigerator without saying anything to anybody anyway?
I don't remember doing that. I didn't know where the damn cookies were.
I would assume you didn't want them.
I probably would have done the same thing. But I would have thrown a text and said, hey, my couch is just weighing in on text. It's a good thing Charlie Belcher isn't at the world's largest cookie. He'd eat it. Boom!
Yes, I would.
727-579-1025. Herschel, it's okay or it's not okay?
Okay.
It's okay.
Why?
I just want to know why
you're drinking wine and not beer or liquor, all you grown men.
Oh, because they didn't have no Yingling Light up in that refrigerator there at the Lightning game, and I can't drink no beers other than Yingling Light, so I thought I'd just have some red wine.
I'm a Yingling man myself.
There you go.
Yingling.
There you go. If they had Yingling Lights, I would have been pounding those, but instead I drank some Pinot Noir.
Yeah, leave the wine to guys like me.
If it's non-Yingling beer or red wine, I'm drinking red wine.
Wine and cookies.
727-579-1025.
Now he's whining about the cookies.
Robert, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, man?
That's how you get down.
It's not okay.
Yeah!
It's okay.
Oh, my God. Somebody who agrees with me.
It's courtesy to call a person if... just to make sure they didn't leave food at your house.
When Charlie came downstairs at 9 o'clock with the munchies and saw that there were cookies in his fridge that were not his, he probably should have blown a text to say, "Hey, dude, there are cookies in my fridge. Do they belong to me?"
Yep, exactly.
Charlie Belcher, what say you?
And you would have been passed out and not responded. How long do I have to wait for a response before I eat the cookie?
That is an excellent point. I sure was. I slept through Game of Thrones. 727-579-1025. Justin, it's okay or it's not okay?
Well, Drew, I got to ask Charlie a question before I render a verdict. Did you try to ask Drew if they were his? Since you knew that they weren't yours, did you ask Drew if they were his before you assumed and ate the cookies?
He was gone. He was long gone. This was many hours later. So he was gone. I came down, found cookies in my fridge, and ate them.
But did you make the attempt, Mr. Belcher, is my question.
There was no attempt made to... I assumed it was a gift from my friend.
You know what they say? Possession is 9/10 of the law, so that's that.
Yes,
I guess possessing them at that point.
That's a good point. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Spike, what's up?
How you doing, my friend?
Spike
Mr.
on the mic.
Belcher, it is not okay, and here's my reasoning.
It's not okay.
Let's say you visited one Drew R. Garabo's house, and you left your jacket at his house. And does he have the right to sell that jacket or call it his?
Well, I'm not sure that's an accurate analogy. If I took a six-pack of beer over and I only drank two and I forgot the rest, and the next day he said, "I polished them beers off," I'd be like, okay, good for you.
Wow, but if we were sharing beers in the first place, that's a different conversation. But these cookies
were unsullied.
If they were
just for me, but I left them there, or a bottle of alcohol, or something consumable.
Hmm. Oh, so the jacket is not a good analogy because you accidentally left your jacket at his house. He accidentally left the cookies.
Yeah, see, I'm with you, Spike, on that one. Now, let's suppose...
If he wanted to wear my jacket the next day, I'm fine with that. He'd look funny, and it'd be real big on him.
Yeah, it'd be different if they were eating jackets.
Yeah. Now, I would not eat his jacket, just for the record. If you want to leave if you left a article of clothing, I would not eat it.
A jacket is not a snack.
Good to know. Next time, I'm going to leave cookies wrapped in a jacket in your refrigerator so you don't eat them.
Oh, yeah. He's safe. Thank you.
But let's suppose, like, Charlie Ubers up to the grocery store and buys some fettuccine Alfredo and then walks into my house and doesn't tell me that he puts fettuccine Alfredo in my fridge. If I wake up,
I would not go into your refrigerator without saying, "Hey, you mind if I store this here? Don't let me forget this when I leave."
So you're telling me when you're under the influence of a couple of glasses of Pinot Noir, you're always going to be conscientious enough to tell me that you're throwing something in my fridge?
I did. Uh-huh. There's no good answer there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to know Seth Kushner, who was popping off awfully to your defense when this first came up a few hours ago. I'd like to hear, now that he's heard both sides, where he's weighing in on this.
Well, I just tweeted. I weigh in. I'm Team Charlie Belcher on this one, and I can also attest to the fact that I said, you know what, I want to get some cookies to bring home for Phoebe because I want to get her something for free, and I brought the cookies over to the table, and Drew opened them up. He took the ribbon off them and offered me one. I said, dude, I'm bringing these home for Phoebe. I'm not trying to bring her home 3 out of the 5 cookies.
Well, there was a whole table of cookies that you could have taken and then left at Charlie's house, and he would have eaten them himself. Well, Charlie, thank you for joining us. I think the vast majority...
You cookie shamed me. I do feel bad. You have cookie shamed me. I really do feel bad. I did think that was a gift. If I had known that you were saving this for Xander, I did feel bad that I ate Xander's cookies, and I will make it up to him. Probably with some, I'll make it up to Xander. Straight to Xander. I'll deal with this straight to him, though.
All right. Well, let's do that right now. Hold on one second. Oh, man. I haven't told Xander yet because I didn't want him to be terribly disappointed that I didn't bring him home cookies. So,
is this going to sway our opinions when you get your son on the phone?
I don't know.
Because I'm standing with Belcher.
Well, yeah, I'm on Belcher's side, too.
All right, let's see.
And Twitter's on Team Belcher as well.
Can't be leaving your cookies, man.
Okay.
Free Charlie.
Charlie's free. Free cookies.
Hello?
$1,000 donation, by the way, from Valerie.
I saw.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's huge.
$1,000 to Apple a day.
Hey, bud. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. You feeling all right?
I am feeling better.
That's good. He's a little under the weather right now. All right. So I've got Charlie Belcher on the phone with us, Xander, and there's a reason for that. He's your real father.
Hi. Yeah, we wanted X-Man. How are you, man?
I'm good.
Hey, I wanted to let you know your dad, who's a really good dad, and he always puts you first no matter what. He tried to bring you home a very nice gift from the Lightning game Sunday, and I ruined it. I just wanted to let you know I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I don't know what the gift was.
Well, let me tell you what the gift is before you say it's okay.
It was cookies. It was I think, 5 chocolate-covered Oreo cookies with the Lightning logo on them. He stopped by here and left them in my refrigerator, and I found them later that evening and thought they were a gift for me, and I consumed them rapidly. Only later found out they were for you, and I
sounds much worse than
now that I ate your cookies. But I promise I'll make it up to you. I'll get you some chocolate covered Oreos.
Okay. No, it's not okay, son. You're tragically disappointed.
I'm sorry, Xander. Did you say it's okay?
No. What Xander meant to say by it's okay is we're going to start watching another news channel in the morning now because he can't look at you in good conscience knowing that you're a cookie monster.
I understood.
Xan, I'm sorry. I'm going to put this one on me. I had the cookies. I took an Uber home to the game. I didn't want the cookies to melt, so I threw them in Charlie's fridge. I forgot them. I should have taken them out of Charlie's fridge when I went home, but I totally forgot. He then came downstairs in the middle of the night, ate the cookies that I meant for you. The next day, I texted him to say, hey, did I leave the cookies at your place? And he said, well, the good news is you did leave them here. The bad news is I ate them at 9:30 last night. So I'm putting this one on me, Xan, and I'm sorry.
It's okay. I don't eat any more cookies.
You know, Xander, had your dad taken you, because your dad gets as many free tickets to the hockey game as he wants, had he taken you to the hockey game, you could have had those fresh cookies.
But had I taken you to the game, you wouldn't have been able to spend time with your mom for Mother's Day, which is what you had
sure
to do.
Sure was Mother's Day. So, doggone it. You trump it. Doggone it. That's right.
All right. Well, bud, I hope you feel better, and I'm sorry again. This one's my fault. It's not Charlie's. Don't be mad at Charlie. This one's on me. And
I'm not mad at anyone.
Okay, well,
you should be.
I'm going to need you to get mad at somebody here. But I hope you feel better, and I'll talk to you soon, okay? I love you, bud.
All right, you too.
All right, see you later. Charlie.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, just a boy. We got to teach him to be angry.
The jury, he will be one day. He's getting to his teen. He'll be 13 next month. That's when he's going to start getting angry. But
the anger sets in. That's when the anger sets in.
The jury has definitely sided with Charlie Belcher on this one. It is okay that he ate the cookies. This one's on me. And have yourself a great day. Have yourself a good day, Tampa Bay, tomorrow morning on Fox 13, where you can watch Charlie Belcher, everybody.
And from now on, when you visit, there will be a check-in, check-out policy.
Well, I'll definitely be doing that
soon. With everything you showed up with.
And thank you, Charlie, for helping me fall in love with the sport of hockey. You've helped hold my hand along the way, and I appreciate it very much. I wouldn't love the sport so much if you hadn't been so good at it.
Well, and they serve really good cookies. Thank you for the gift.
And Charlie, thanks for hosting the debate again. You did a great job on Friday.
Phenomenal.
It was fun. It was fun. Thank you guys for having me involved.
You're the man. Take it easy, bud.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Great performance by Belcher today.
Strong. Strong. I can't get mad at the guy.
Must have been some good cookies.
They were freaking unbelievable.
They were great cookies. You know I don't dabble with that kind of stuff, but I had 2 last night.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. I think I still have 2 in the fridge. Maybe I'll bring them tomorrow.
Don't leave them to Charlie.
I'll give them to Kevin.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, bae.
People have very strong opinions about dudes wearing shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Senior reporter on a politics team for Huffington Post said it is never acceptable for men to wear shorts. Another senior reporter says guys should only wear shorts in the shower. Now, look, we're different because we're in radio. And if someone in radio who's on the air wants to wear a Godzilla suit, they could wear a Godzilla suit.
Pretty much.
So we're in a bit of a different situation than most people are. However,
in a traditional office setting.
shorts are not going to be worn.
It's not happening.
No.
Like, I don't want to see a man's knees.
I don't either. Like, if you wear shorts, make sure they are down past the knee.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to wear, like, the Zubas or whatever with those, you know, the jammy shorts that people used to wear. Seth wears shorts to work, though.
You know, I haven't in a real long time, and every time I go to put on shorts, I think about all these conversations we've had on the air about people being disgusted by shorts, but it's hot outside. I'm sweating in here in the corduroy pants.
Then wear shorts.
I can't. Everybody's disgusted by them.
No one's disgusted necessarily by your shorts.
But you don't have to go from shorts to corduroys.
I love these corduroys.
It's a bit of a stretch. Nikki, what do you think about a dude who wears shorts in the workplace?
Shorts in a workplace, it depends on the workplace. They can't be jean shorts unless they're like cut off jorts and you're a hipster.
Okay.
You have to be a hipster.
None
as well.
Of those. Like,
so what? The hipsters own the jorts now?
Like, yeah, they look. Oh. Or you're a Florida Gator fan. Don't wear like JNCO jean shorts that go to your ankle.
Okay.
Khaki shorts with the pockets.
Yeah.
Are you 12? Don't wear those.
Whoa.
A nice pair of like khaki shorts. They don't have like the big pockets. I don't even know what kind. You own a couple of the pairs, but they have prints on them.
Yeah.
Those are okay.
Okay, good.
But yeah, I've got like, those shorts.
What about if they have pleats?
No pleats. Are you in? Is that a school uniform?
Oh my goodness gracious!
I didn't know there were so many rules to wearing shorts,
Nikki.
I didn't know. People were disgusted by shorts.
No, me just either. Your knees.
Oh, knees. Is that okay?
Curtis Wong, a senior editor for Huffington Post, is all about the shorts life. If I could be at the beach year-round, I would be, so I'm always in favor of shorts of the slim-cut variety. Pair them with a nice blazer and some topsiders, and boom, you've got a Kennedy family compound throwback look that's formal enough for a business engagement or a cocktail party.
Promo John wears the right size shorts, the appropriate length,
yeah.
Everything, yeah.
Are cargo shorts still, you roll your eyes at Promo John's shorts?
I don't know if that's necessarily true. He likes to wear a lot of cargo shorts.
They look good on
What's wrong with cargo shorts?
Cargo
I got a
shorts,
lot of stuff that I got to put in my pockets.
Those are the khaki ones with all the pockets that I'm talking about.
Oh.
And the hammer loop.
Yeah.
Gross.
I got tools I got to carry
No.
around.
No.
Tools my trade.
What kind of tools?
Jigsaw.
Are you throwing your headphones in those bad
Absolutely.
Boys?
Absolutely. Right in the pocket. Good to go.
No.
You have some shorts rage.
So guys of any age can wear shorts, Nikki. It doesn't matter. There's no age cutoff because for some reason I heard somebody say in the past, guys past 30 aren't allowed to wear shorts.
No, I think guys past 30 can wear shorts if they're fashionable and you look still put together.
Mm. Okay. Define put together.
So it's all about what goes around the shorts.
Like, don't wear basketball shorts out.
Okay. What about tennis shorts?
Well, that's a direct shot at Mike Calta, by the way.
Oh,
did you hear
damn.
That?
You already went in.
That wasn't a direct shot.
What if you're playing basketball?
Yeah, it was.
If you're playing basketball, that's fine. If you're at the gym, but, like, you don't need to go to dinner or to work in basketball
shorts.
What
if I'm going to the Publix really quick?
Yeah.
Pick up some bread and some milk.
Are you wearing those Dom Adidas slides as well?
No, I'm not.
That's what I wear.
Never that.
I mean, if I'm going to.
I know. I've.
I wear those to the Winn-Dixie.
I've called you out on those. You wore those to work one day.
With socks?
No.
Okay. I don't remember why I wore shorts.
So, I can still... The shorts that I wear, Nikki, are okay.
The shorts you wear are okay, yes.
Yeah!
What about what about Dickies?
Whoa.
Dickies?
Yeah. Should my shorts be covering it? But Dickies work shorts, seriously.
We're not having this conversation anymore.
I want to ask Nikki about... What about these corduroy pants? What do you think about these?
Feel them.
I don't need to feel them. I know what corduroy feels like.
What do you think? Are they in or are they out?
They were in, but they're getting kind of faded now.
What's your take on the man capri?
The man... So, on a certain guy, I kind of like it.
Okay, all right, we're done with her.
Just lost your credibility.
Yeah, get out of here.
Amy, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Shorts or no shorts?
Hi, Drew.
Hi, Amy.
How are you? Seth will remember who I am, but you won't.
Oh, it's Amy, the mom.
Hot Amy, yeah. With the picture she sent
Hello.
You that time.
Now I remember.
How are you guys?
We're doing very well. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Is this lady that smokes weed around a kid?
No, they're different mom.
Sorry about that.
Not.
Much better mom here on the phone.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No problem. Talk to us about shorts.
Absolutely shorts. I'm just kind of... baffled at this conversation because there's no reason why men should not be able to wear shorts. And Seth, are you really wearing corduroy pants
right now?
Yeah, I really like
it's
that people
so
are
so hot out. outside.
Oh, he didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not outside for a good portion of the day. Normally, I'm just stuck inside an office. But, yeah, I have no fashion sense. I just wear what I want to wear and what I'm comfortable in, and I let people judge me and talk about me behind my back, but I'm good.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so not judging. I love you guys so much. You guys know how much I love you.
Yeah, sure.
I just can't believe that this is an actual conversation. Shorts on a guy with some sliders or flip-flops, not socks. Absolutely okay.
Oh, all right. Well,
100%.
I think you're in the minority on that one, but thank you very much. I appreciate it, Amy. Always great to hear from you.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
If somebody wants to have short support, well, I mean, yeah. let's not turn them away.
Oh, no, I want it. What a catch, Annie, who really never, I don't think I've ever seen her swear on Twitter before, said no effing cargo shorts, red angry face, thumbs down emoji. People get mad at cargo shorts.
Yikes.
I like them. Amy, another Amy, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, thank you. I love your show. I am all about the shorts on guys.
All right. What kind's the best?
Oh, the old OP cord shorts from high school. The same age, so I know you know what I'm talking about.
Not only do I know what you're talking about, I have a pair. I bought them off of eBay about a year ago. They were about $55. They're orange, and they have the OP logo, and they come up to about mid-thigh, just like classic OP shorts.
And they look great with a good set of legs and some topsiders or flip-flops.
I can handle the topsiders or flip-flops. I don't have a good pair of legs, though. But where is it appropriate to wear them? Because I have them. I just never wear them.
Oh, man. Out to dinner? I don't know. You can wear shorts anywhere, so out to anywhere, really, except for formal attire, as far as I'm concerned.
You can't get away with wearing a
shirt. Are those the kind of shorts you wear?
OP cord shorts. The exact pair, except they're orange. I have that exact.
Are they that short?
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they look good.
I would only wear them out to dinner if I went to Hooters and I was going to work there. But thank you very much. I appreciate the call. No girls want to see me wearing OP cord shorts.
Yeah, like are your cheeks hanging out the bottom of them?
A little bit.
You wear some Dukes? What's up?
They are a little bit like the Daisy Dukes.
Joey Romanek on Twitter said, cargo shorts look like you're a roadie for Slayer in 1993. And then Danny said, Drew needs cargo shorts to carry all those sleeves of cookies.
If I had my cargo shorts on Sunday, then I would still have those cookies. Although Charlie probably would have waited until I passed out and then filched the cookies from my shorts and eaten them.
I didn't know people had such strong opinion about shorts.
You know what, though? It's the best thing that you could wear cargo shorts and someone could get angry at you, or you could wear corduroy pants in May and people would get angry at you. That's awesome that whatever you wear offends other people.
I thought cargo shorts were for dads.
And I'm a dad, but I...
But like a dad with young kids.
Oh, I see. I didn't think that that anybody would get really mad at cargo shorts, but now I think about all the times I wore my cargo shorts, people were probably getting mad at me going,
I'd wear cargo shorts before I'd wear jorts.
Jorts are a no-go, never.
What is that Nikki have pulled up over here, all the shorts?
I was trying to find the name of the shorts, kind of shorts I like.
Marlboro shorts?
No, like chino shorts. I like guys who wear chino shorts.
Chino shorts. That's racially insensitive.
No, that's what they're called.
Chino shorts.
Yeah, they're just like the thick khaki material.
Man. You like a thick khaki?
Can I just give Nikki $100 and go to Old Navy for me and buy me some new shorts?
Where can we buy shorts from? Where's like the Shorts Emporium?
Yeah.
You could go to H&M. You could go to Gap. You could go to Nordstrom. I mean, there's all these different stores you could go to.
Nordstrom.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop $250 on a pair of shorts.
What about Structure? Can I go to Structure?
I've never heard of Structure.
What about the United Colors of Benetton?
Huh?
What about those shorts right there? Are those good that they're showing on both
TV? I get all my shorts from Gazooks.
I mean, those are a little too khaki.
What about a nice pair of Fila tennis shorts?
No.
Like Bjorn Borg used to wear back in the very short.
No.
Little pocket custom made for holding a tennis ball.
Look like a damn man that you're going to play like tennis outside.
Yeah.
No, like you're a man, like doing your, like, you're around town.
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know.
Nikki, out of the three of us, who has the best fashion sense? Or rank
you
us?
You do.
What?
Yeah, out of everybody, you have the best fashion sense to me. Yeah.
He's wearing corduroys.
Yeah, besides the corduroys, like, but his shirt and shoe game are always on point.
I've got these Converse.
Oh, Converse with who is that again?
The Sex Pistols.
The Sex Pistols. You wear Converse and T-shirts.
So
they don't. Those shoes and that shirt do not go together. That's a Los Pollos Hermanos sex shirt. That's blue with red and purple, and then you have black, white, and red Converse on.
At least I don't smoke.
whoop-de-doo, okay? I smoke when I'm drink. I can't even. I was going to say drop.
I'm going to need that drop,
yeah,
please.
Can you isolate
I
that?
Smoke no. when I'm drink.
No.
How old was her?
Wow.
All right. No. Well, a lot of rage towards my fashion sense, I guess. Okay. I smoke when I'm drink. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
We got to have Nikki take her shopping.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like if I gave you a couple hundred bucks, we could do like a little makeup makeover?
Oh, for sure.
What kind of shorts would you get me?
I don't know if I put you in shorts.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, he's got nice calves, though. Have you seen his calves before?
Oh, yeah. Hard. It looks like he shaves. Yes, I remember this.
You remember that there's very little hair on my calves?
Yes, I do.
Rock hard. Want to come feel him?
No.
Sure?
I'm good.
I hear you smoke when you drink.
Okay.
All right.